industry? How do I get in the game industry? Give me free games. I want a job. These are things that are constantly being asked of me, questions thrown my way. And the answer is, well, one way to get in the game industry is go ahead and make your own game. So here is Neil Harris from Simutronics, and we're going to talk about a product called Hero Engine, where you can actually go in and make your own MMOs, correct?
Yes, you can. You can build World of Warcraft with this if you want, although probably the Blizzard people wouldn't appreciate that.
No, they couldn't. No, what, so is it only MMOs? What if I wanted to build a platformer?
Well, you couldn't build every type of game with it, but you could build a lot. You could certainly do a platform game.
Really?
But the idea of the engine is that your game is online, that you have your computer talking to a server, and lots of other people are logged in. That's the real constraint.
Okay. Now, so this is running on Microsoft Windows.
Yes.
This is running, I noticed, on XP. Does it also work on Vista?
It works on Vista.
Okay, good.
And XP.
And now, what sort of skills do I need? I've never developed a game. I've done some minor artwork in Photoshop and stuff. Like, how trained do I have to be to use this product?
Well, it's a professional development tool, so you could build AAA quality video games.
Yeah.
There are really three different categories of people who would be doing development with this as part of a team. 3D artists who would be building the 3D graphical assets. People we call world builders, who are like set dressers in movies, who are taking those assets and building the buildings and sculpting the mountains and the terrain. And then the scripters, who are basically programmers.
Wow. And does this also do the characters as well? Does it do character generation?
Yes. Well, it displays the characters. You'd build the characters in a tool like 3D Studio Max and then do the animation, and then you'd import them into the engine, which takes just a few seconds.
Oh, cool. Now, I've also noticed here, because we are at the Austin Game Developers Conference, there are a couple other not-as-awesome booths that are offering similar products. What would you say makes yours really stand out?
Ours is actually good.
Oh, I like this guy.
No, The difference is this is really a complete solution that's been built for large teams. So a couple of things that really make this unique and groundbreaking and why all the big companies that are building games are using this and not those other tools.
Yeah.
You're live online on a server. Your entire team is building in real time. So you could have 100 people. They could be located in different parts of the world.
Oh, wow.
They're all logged in, and you can collaborate and build together. So in older style of game building, each person will have their own part of the game that they're building offline, and then after a few months, they'll bring it in and try to hook everything together.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think that's very efficient.
I agree.
So you have your whole team working. In fact, if you look at all these different monitors, they're in the same part of the world. If you have one guy builds a building, the building will appear on the other monitors as it's being created.
Really? And you said, what was the maximum amount of developers that can be created?
There really is no maximum amount.
Really?
You know, I said 100 because that's a fairly typical large team.
Yeah.
But you could have a lot if you wanted. You could have 1,000. There's no limitation.
Wow.
Any more than there's a limitation to how many players you could have playing the game.
Right. Very true, very true. Now, you mentioned these people actually building a game right now. You've got a game coming out called Hero...
Called Hero's Journey.
Hero's Journey.
And all
is that what they're working on?
All the graphics that you see here is from our game.
Okay.
Your game could look like however you want it to be.
Right.
We are all logged in. There's a server in St. Louis where we're building the game, and we're tied in through the internet to that server.
Okay.
So this is exactly how we work in our office, although usually our monitors aren't quite so big.
And probably less camera people.
Most of the time.
And now you said it could look like anything I wanted to, so I could theoretically build something on the moon or on a marshmallow cloud?
You could build any kind of game with any kind of graphical style. So we have somebody building a Western game. We have somebody building a science fiction game. Actually, two of them. One is with spaceships. One is on planets.
Nice.
On the moon, if you wanted.
Cool. And you said that you're obviously building your own game. And some of the other big developers here are also using your engine.
Right over here where it's not on camera is a BioWare booth. They're building their major MMO project, which we hope that they will announce the name of someday.
I was just going to ask you to announce it right now.
I would love to, but then they would have to kill me.
All right. Well, stay tuned for that information.
And ZeniMax Online is building their MMO with our engine, Stray Bullet Games. We have about a dozen developers so far worldwide working on really big projects.
Very cool, very cool. And we have a lot of developers in our audience watching Channel 10. This isn't something that an individual would purchase though, right? This is something more for a large company?
Well, this is enterprise class software, so you could build a really large scale MMO with it. You could do a medium sized project for small developers, independent studios, 5 or 10 people.
Yeah.
We really don't have a business model for you today, but watch our website because we're working on it.
All right, and that website is
www.heroengine.com.
All right, thank you very much. This is a really fun booth.
Thank you.